Every year, people dump millions of tons of plastic into the ocean. Some of it washes up on beaches, some of it floats on the surface, some of it breaks down, but a lot of it is just missing. WBUR's Barbara Moran met up with some scientists in Falmouth who are trying to track it down.
A basement storeroom in Falmouth holds one of the rarest collections in the world.
These are some of our older ones here. Yeah, these are older, so.
Jessica Donahue, an oceanographer with the Sea Education Association, slides a cardboard box off a shelf, opens the lid, and pulls out a Ziploc bag.
So here's one that has a lot of pieces in it. There's blues and greens and yellows, and there's a bunch of little fragments, and it just looks almost like a bunch of ugly confetti.
The ugly confetti is part of an archive of microplastics, the largest of its kind in the world. Gathered over 30 years, the plastic bits are stored in thousands of bags and tiny glass bottles, each marked with when and where they were found floating in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, that's got some more stuff, some bunch of line and some filaments in there.
Donahue says this trash is a scientific treasure.
Data like this is super important. There's still a lot of unknowns and of how much plastic is out there, where is it, what form is it in, and until we can answer all of those questions, we can't really start knowing all of the impacts.
Scientists do know some things about microplastics, like where they're floating on the ocean surface, mostly in five accumulation zones around the globe, like the famous Pacific Gyre. They also have a pretty good guess at how much is floating, up to a couple hundred thousand metric tons. That sounds like a lot, but it's only a fraction of the plastic dumped in the ocean each year, about 1 to 5%. And that missing plastic is a mystery.
We haven't found where the big reservoirs are.
That's Kara Lavender Law, another oceanographer with the Sea Education Association.
We don't know if most of the plastic is really in these giant lost fishing nets that are drifting around, or if most of it is in stuff that's sitting on beaches, whether it's household trash or fishing buoys that have blown ashore. And we don't know how much is sitting on the seafloor.
And where it ends up matters.
Until we know where it is, we're not going to know what organisms or communities are being affected.
Some scientists suspect that many microplastics may not be floating on the surface or sinking to the bottom. Some evidence suggests that they're hiding somewhere in between.
So what we're finding is that as the plastics sink, they sink and then they all reach sort of like a layer.
Ethan Edson studied marine science at Northeastern and stayed on to research ocean plastics. He says it's important to find out how much plastic is hovering in this layer.
This is the area where basically the entire food chain in the ocean occurs. So when we're talking about different fish that are ingesting plastics or different organisms that are ingesting plastics, it's worse if the plastic is in the part of the water column where they're doing most of their feeding.
There is evidence that you can do harm by feeding animals microplastics.
That's Kara Lavender Law again. In lab experiments, microplastics do things like disrupt feeding and impair reproduction.
What's really hard is to say, well, how does that relate to what's actually happening out in the ocean?
That's partly because the traditional way of gathering plastic samples, dragging a net alongside a ship, only collects plastic near the surface. That's where researchers like Edson come in. At Northeastern, he designed an experimental tool to analyze microplastic pollution underwater. Edson hopes that someday devices like his might be small and cheap enough to be deployed by ships all over the ocean.
If we do determine that these plastics are having a detrimental impact, we need better ways to manage and monitor and make sure that plastics are below a certain level like any other contaminant. So we need to figure out more efficient ways to quantify these plastics.
Because to find out what the plastic is doing to the oceans and to us, first we need to find out where it is. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.